The following is a paid program. Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded. All views or opinions expressed are solely the responsibility of the sponsor. The host and guests do not reflect that of this station ownership, management, or staff. The station does not endorse or support any claims made. The content of this program is provided for educational and informational purposes. It is strictly up to the listener to accept or reject what is presented. Thank you for listening. Got questions? Ivy has the answers. It's Ask Ivy on WEBR Radio. As a natural-born intuitive, Ivy has the unique ability to read anybody anywhere in the world. Get the answers you've been looking for. Call now at 716-674-9555. Now, here's your host, nationally acclaimed psychic, Ivy Rivera.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ask Ivy show, where I take your personal questions and I deliver out messages from spirit. You can call in with your questions this hour, 716-674-9555. International callers, add that 001-716-674-9555. We have a special guest today, Christina Del Rey, my favorite tarot teacher and astrologer in the world. How are you, Christina?
Hey, I'm really excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. So Christina and I, we've known each other 13 years about
that, yeah.
We've been playing back and forth with intuitive intelligence, numerology, psychic mediumship, and astrology, comparing things back and forth for about 13 years, trying to test the accuracy of a lot of different visions we have or theories we have, as well as our clients and experiences they go through. So we've been comparing notes for a long time to make sure that the things we say we believe in, the concepts that we back, the instruction that we give is accurate, just based on patterns of proof. So it's been a ton of fun.
It has.
And Christina teaches two different courses at the Ivy League Psychic Academy. To see a full list of classes, you can go to ivyleaguepsychicacademy.com. And one of them is the Art of Tarot, which is your intuitive and traditional method of teaching people about tarot. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, so there's two ways to read tarot, really. And one is to learn all the cards, rote, and just memorize them. And the other way is to use your intuition to read them. But we find at the Ivy League, we found that putting those two things together was really the best method to teach tarot. So we played with the curriculum for a while, and we developed it, and it's really worked out. And we have lots of tarot students and that go on to be tarot readers. But it's really the best of both worlds.
And I think you really have to have both worlds, because so many people come to us at the Ivy League because they don't want to get stuck using the cards as a tool for, they've been at it 15, 25 years and they are terrified to put those cards down and just give a reading. And so if you take Christina's The Art of Tarot class, you're going to learn, yes, the tradition of the cards, but also that intuitive method, which can move you up the ladder into mediumship. And it's amazing to watch. Once you're certified through the Academy, you can work for the Academy at the call center, Ivy League Psychic Fairs, all kinds of other things that we have going on. The other class that Christina is teaching that absolutely blows my mind, and I've actually taken, we've changed it a bit over the years. I think I've taken your class three times.
At least three,
yeah. Yeah, because there's always more information coming in, and there's so much to understand with astrology. Most astrologers, I know you certainly have, studied 25 plus years.
Yes.
So her other class is called The Big Three. Can you explain what this is?
Basically, we're talking about the basic astrology for the beginner, the novice, who wants information quickly. So in the course, you have your own chart, how to calculate your own chart. And then we basically talk about the three most important points, or maybe the jumping off points, that you can sort of get a basic idea of somebody's personality or their wants, their needs, how they interact with the world, what they might value, what's important to them. It's just kind of like getting a deeper glimpse than just talking to a person right away or in yourself. Like this course, it really sheds light on yourself, and you just keep getting to know yourself deeper and deeper.
And your direction. I think that's what our students, maybe our students tend to come in and they're like, oh, I just want to hear more about me. Who doesn't want to know more about yourself? You know, absolutely. Surprisingly, a lot of people are running from that. But, you know, not our people. So, you know, they want to know more about themselves. They also want to know more about who they're compatible with. So maybe they want to get into synergy charts and synastry with like a lover or a boss or a family member, understand the karma there. But I think what most of them walk away with from your course is a sense of direction about their life. This is what I came here to do. This is what I'm actually passionate about. This is why I connect to certain things.
And that's so important because, you know, we all feel kind of lost. You know, not everybody knows their purpose. But once you start learning about your astrology chart, you're like,
changes.
Yeah. And it's kind of a cheat sheet to, like, you know, go into your contract, your life contract. Because I know that you do life contract readings. Mm-hmm. This is like the blueprint. So this is like, you know, it's the same idea, just a different way to get there.
Yeah, it's really your roadmap. And we have a church I started about 10 years ago called Roots Revival Interfaith. And Christina is, I'm the pastor of that church. Christina is my main reverend there. And we talk about the three truths in the universe. That is intuitive intelligence, numerology, and astrology. And when you look at those three paths in life, they always give you the roadmap, the direction to where you're supposed to be going. So there's just so much there, and it can help you out, okay? So much, especially if you're going through, and that's something we're going to talk a little bit about today, is trials, tribulations, you know, any kind of difficulties that you may go through. A lot of people feel that they're reaching an end point, and, you know, they make decisions that are reckless about their life or even their own death, and we have to be always mindful that there are deadlines on things, you know, that with planetary movements and stuff, even hardship does end.
Yes. Like, everything has a time frame. It's, you know, everything has its season. And there will be hard times. You can count on that. Right. So, but you know how to navigate them a little bit better when you have the astrology in front of you.
I have felt so much more empowered after meeting you and learning that when I'm going through something hard, I know it's going to end as soon as that planet moves, you know, even before that. So, you know, I just watch those deadlines and do the best I can with the information and the tools that I have in the meantime. All right. So we are going to get into the big three with Christina here today. While we have her, you guys can call in with your questions. And that's going to be at 716-674-9555. International callers, 001-716-674-9555. I want to talk first about the obsession people have with their sun sign, okay? Even the hardcore Catholics, even the everybody under the sun is okay, you know, saying, well, this is my sun sign, this is how I identify. And it's almost like a little bit of a safety zone, but we've really gotten stuck there. The sun sign is not the best representation of who you actually are, correct? Because there are two other really important signs. Can you talk to us about the sun?
Yeah, the sun is one aspect of who you are, but it's not the whole picture. It's really just a glimpse in. Interesting fact, in Eastern countries, they go by the moon mostly. Like, that's the most important because they're more about community. Where here, the sun, we're more ego-based, you know, in the West. So we're really more about ourselves. So we put a lot of emphasis on the sun. But in astrology, what the sun does represent, it expresses your goals and your wants. The sun signifies kind of who you came here to be, at least a little glimpse into that, because when you come in, you're kind of learning this confidence. You're learning to become, you know, an Aries or a Taurus. You're on the road to that. So you have that energy in you, and you're kind of sort of navigating life with that. The sun also is your will, your determination. Your health and vitality as well. It has to do with your sense of purpose, future goals as well. And the sun even speaks to your father. Like, it can say something about your father.
Interesting.
In the chart. It can also represent significant men in your life. It's definitely your ego, your self-esteem. The sun is also a creative life force. And that's just the sun. I mean, that's not even, like, when you pull up an astrology chart, you have to look. That's just one little bit.
Okay, very good. Well, we have a caller, so we're going to take this caller. We're going to get back to this topic. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, what's your first name?
Ayana.
Ayana, and where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, beautiful. And what's your question?
I just had a question about finances for me right now because I've been like going through a hard time. So like any message from Spirit about like what's going on, like what I can do to do better, I guess.
Okay. And Christina, if you have any feedback for her too, you know, if you want to jump in next.
Can we know her sign? Just for...
What's your sun sign? Do you know?
My sun sign is a Taurus. I know my big three if you need all of them.
Yes.
Go ahead. What are they?
Sun sign, Taurus, moon, Scorpio, rising, Virgo.
Nice. Okay. I'll go first and then Christina can follow astrologically. Okay. So what I'm feeling with your finances is that you're sort of pulling yourself out of a rut. So I almost get like a, I don't want to say quicksand. Okay. It's more like mud, which is better because you can stand on mud if you give it enough time. And there's this sense of almost like you've gotten into a bit of a hole. Okay. And this has been happening in the last, I want to say approximately 3 months more intensely. But you're plotting your way out of it. And I think that what you're supposed to be doing right now is really figuring out what you want your long term to look like. So it's not just about your finances, your resources, your investment. It's also about the work that you do. And I think that you're taking more seriously also the residency. So it's like once and for all, if you've gotten sick and tired of being on a hamster wheel in regards to your residency, I feel like the stability that you can reach there in the next 6 to 7 months is really going to set you up nicely for the next few years. And you could sort of get out of that rut permanently for the rest of your life. So I would focus there. I do feel like there's relief coming in. I do also feel like even though a lot of change is coming in, you may feel as though things are speeding up and getting almost chaotic for the next 2 months. There's a sense of it being more orderly. You know, so sometimes you have a million things going on, but you feel at peace. Mm-hmm. You feel centered and rooted and grounded and like, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. So it somehow is okay because you're not wasting your energy, all right? So be open to new opportunities that are being offered right now. You may have to be watching for them, but it does feel like a level up with work as well as the financial payout, even though it does feel like more effort going in. Christina, what do you get?
So Taurus Sun, well, Tauruses have been going through it lately. So they have pretty much had their world kind of turned upside down. Uranus is in Taurus, so it's kind of been a little rough for the Tauruses. But things will settle down. That Scorpio, the Scorpio South node just moved out. And now it's going to be time for you to kind of boss up and, you know, take initiative and start building. You may have to leave friends behind, toxic people that, you know, no longer serve you. Those are going out. And you have to find the people who are going to, you know, build with you. But, you know, Scorpio, you said Scorpio moon. There is a lot showing in the charts right now for Scorpio to find a home that is really home for like the next 20 years. And just getting rid of the toxic. The toxic mm-hmm. is done, moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And then she's Virgo rising. That's a lot of breakthrough right now too, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
She's definitely had a hard time, but it's going to get better.
Well, that explains the mud and feeling like you're, you know, trying to climb out of a hole.
Yes.
So a lot of this for you, you know, Ayana, is astrological. There we go again. Yes. All right. Keep moving toward, okay, even though, again, it's going to be a lot of work.
Yes.
It is long term.
You have to take, like, you know, you have to kind of take control and, you know, move forward with whatever it is that you're trying to do. You got to be, like, very forceful.
100%. Take the bull by the horns. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, well, thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Good luck with everything going forward.
Thank you.
Have a good night. All right, we are taking callers until 7 o'clock. You guys can call in at 716-674-9555. International callers, add that 001-716-674-9555. So we were just talking about the sun sign and how we put so much emphasis on it, when in actuality, it's just one part of our big three that should be influencing the way we see ourselves and our path and things like that. I noticed that, and I want to see if you agree with this. Your sun sign is not necessarily how people see you. Would you say that's true, that they tend to see you more as your rising sign?
It really depends on the person in the chart. I can usually pick up one of mm-hmm. the three if I'm around a person for a while, but I never quite sure where it comes from. Like sometimes, like I have, you know, I'm a teacher as well, so I had a student who she was just blah blah blah. You know, she just talked and talked and talked and like said these things that were shocking, and I was like, and she told me she was a Pisces, and I'm looking at her and I go, no, I see Sag, and right. she goes, oh, I'm a Sag moon, and I was like, oh, well, that explains it. Now, I did not see Pisces on her at all. So her moon must have been somewhere in the chart that was very forward, you know, maybe in the first house or the 10th house. So sometimes that moon becomes more visible. So it just depends on, you know, some people really identify with their sun sign, and that's a great place to start, but that's just a starting point.
It also has a lot to do with the degree, does it not?
Sometimes.
So if you're born in what, the first like 1 to 15, it's lesser?
No, I don't really follow that. That's not really part of my philosophy. Really what matters to me is what planets are angling with the sun. So if you have, you know, a Taurus sun, okay, you might really act like a Taurus. But if you have, maybe you have, I don't know, you have Jupiter next to it, or you have Mars next to it, well, that's going to change it up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to change the expression a little bit. It could be, you know, you could have 10 planets next to your, you know, you could have all these chart points right next to your sun. It's so many things are so, you know, it's like
an onion.
It is layers and layers and layers.
Yes. I'm always amazed at how much you know. And I've been studying since I was 15.
And I learn every day. And yesterday I listened to 2 podcasts.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I just walk around. Every day when I work out, I'm just like miles and miles of walking, like learning and learning, taking it in. And eventually, sometimes you have to go through something in life before your astrology really clicks and you're like, ah, now I get it. Or you have to watch someone else go through it or meet somebody or go through it, you know.
It amazes me that I can still look at my chart and I can still see new things. When I learn new things, I see new things. I'm like, oh my God, how did I ever see that? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Well, is there anything else they should really know about their sun sign?
Any planets that are around your sun, I would say. You know, close in the same sign, close to the degree. I would look for that. I would look for the house that it's in. When you pull up an astrology chart, the house is going to be key.
Yes.
Because that's going to give you more information about what you're here for.
And there are 12 houses.
There's 12 houses, so it should tell you. Sometimes if you Google online, sometimes it'll tell you, like, you know, sun, first house, whatever. But that's going to make a huge difference on, you know, life purpose. Why am I here? Oh, that makes sense. You know what I mean? So.
And can you recommend a good site where people can go to get their free birth chart?
Yeah. Astro.com is a good one, but there's a couple other ones. If you put into Google, like, you know, free birth chart, you can probably come up with a couple of them. But I like Astro.com because it gives you all the celebrity charts. So you can, like, you know, you can see what, like, I don't know, like Beyonce is doing or Oprah's doing. So
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I like Astrodentist.
Yes.
That the one you used to, you got me hooked on that about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think they just changed it to astro.com now.
Love it. Okay. Interesting. I'm going to have to check it out. All right. So we want to invite you guys to call in with your questions. Again, 716-674-9555. International callers, 001-716-674-9555. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org.
Kick off the summer in a new home with the help of Tiffany Chisler with Century 21 Gold Standard. As a licensed real estate salesperson who adheres to all fair housing laws, trust Tiffany with your transaction. Call or text 716-491-9739. What's the difference between a wine and a spirit? At the winery and Margin Manor, wine is what we serve you. Spirits are who you meet. We're open daily from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Sundays from noon until 6 p.m. While you enjoy our award-winning fruit wines, learn the history of the manor. For more information or to learn about our special events, go to marginmanor.com, call 716-778-7001, or stop in to visit the hauntingly beautiful Margin Manor Winery in Appleton, New York.
Good morning, Western New York.
WEBR invites you to check out what happens when you get up too early with Bob Stilson.
Join me Wednesday morning for the latest news, traffic, and weather, plus a look at all the deep-fried excitement being served up at the Niagara County Fair.
Before you pour that first cup of coffee, be sure to turn on Up Too Early with Bob Stilson. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on FM 105.3, AM 1440, and WEBRradio.com.
Right. Welcome back, everybody. If you want to call in with your questions, we will be here until 7 o'clock, 716-674-9555. Another announcement here, if you want to come and get a reading with me, go out with some friends, get some great food, live music on the beach, a ton of vendors as well. You can check out the market at Gray Cliff. Frank Lloyd Wright's amazing architectural piece on the beach in Derby, New York. Now, this is running every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m., and you can pre-book with me on my website, ivyriverapsychicmedium.com, or walk-ins are welcome. I'll also be at the Grape Festival this upcoming Saturday and Sunday. Again, you can pre-book or you can come on down. That's going to be at the Chautauqua County Fairgrounds. A ton of stuff going on there. It's kind of blowing my mind. I had no idea. So this is like breweries and wineries and a ton of vendors and camping and everything. So I'm really interested to check that out. Again, you can pre-book with me. Walk-ins are welcome. I also have this upcoming month's ghost hunts open for August 19th. Last month sold out. And historical tours at my 1882 Victorian funeral home. Go onto the website to save your space. Now, Christina, you're running a sale on your Big Three astrology class, correct? Yes. What is that right now?
I think we, did we call it Astrology Basics, I think?
Astrology Basics.
And yes, and we're going to be running a sale. It's a three-hour course. It has, it talks about the moon, the ascendant, and it talks about the sun. It gives, it has a really big PowerPoint that you can download. It comes with the course. Really gives you all the information you need to integrate all these things in your chart, and you know, kind of gives you a background, a good basis to like move forward with more astrology learning. But after this course, you know, you can probably, you know, Google somebody's chart, you can set up somebody's chart, and you can give them a reasonable amount of information.
Oh, so exciting!
Using this.
So fun,
and it's going to be $50. So we're doing.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yes.
Okay. Amazing. So go to IvyLeaguePsychicAcademy.com, pull up the Big Three Astrology Basics, and you guys can take advantage of that sale while that's going on. So let's talk a little bit about the moon. And here's where I feel people start to pay attention in a little bit of a different way. They're like, rising sign, yeah, I don't know. A lot of people, even with their sun sign, meh. But when we start to mention the moon, we start to talk about dating and romance and compatibility, right? And synergy and synastry charts. So can you explain to everyone why the moon sign is important, what it is?
Yeah, so our moon sign represents our private self, our more private self, most of the time. Of course, in every chart, it's different. But it's really like how we feel. It's what makes us feel comfortable. It's our emotion and our needs. You know, we all have things that we need to feel good. And that's what the moon represents for us. But it doesn't stop there. It also has to do with your home. So, you know, we can look at the moon, we can look at the planets aspecting it. You know, really when I say aspects, I just mean angles. You know, really charts are just geometry. So whatever is touching your moon might change it a little bit. But basically it represents home. So we can look at your moon and say something about your home, your ancestry, past lives even. Your mom, even your moon even speaks to how your mom was or how you viewed your mom as a child. Your intuitive self, and the moon also represents the public. So the moon is what makes us feel good and safe. When you're upset or you need self-care, we do our moon. You know, we tend towards our moon sign when we know the person a little bit more. You know, when like it might not be the first layer I see on you. Some people, yes. But most of the time, the moon is like
when that guard comes down. That's right.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you're starting to see, like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? So it's past the facade.
And so accurate to take a look at your moon sign and see what the mother was like time and time again.
It is. And it's something that, you know, I continuously go back to. It's, you know, there's you know, as you know, there's high vibration and low vibration and everything. So there's, you really have to talk to the client to get an understanding. But the low vibration, you know, is the negative expression, and the high vibration is the higher expression. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times in life, in early life especially, we have the more negative expressions, but we try to work toward the high expressions. And that's where a good astrologer comes in, trying to guide you a little bit towards the higher expression of your planets.
Better than therapy, 100%.
Definitely a good start.
People say it all the time, right? Getting a reading or getting your astrology done is more productive sometimes than 10, 15 years of therapy.
Well, that's actually how I got started, because I had a reading and I was like, this is better than therapy. Mm-hmm. I need to, you know, and I had already been interested and knew a little bit, but that's when I really got serious about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just more directional.
100%.
And it gets you off that mouse on a wheel situation.
You can prove it. I mean, it's
well, it's right here. It's proof. Right, I mean, here. What more do we want? You know, people could say, oh, well, I'm a skeptic. So am I. That's why I've made sure this is true. Yes. How many times have we matched a numerology chart to, you know, Vedic or Western astrology to psychic mediumship reading? Identical.
It's always amazing when somebody comes to me and I do a reading and I'm like, oh, I think I saw this in a past life. And she goes, oh, Ivy said the same thing. Or like, so you know, and I'll be like, what? Wait, what did Ivy say?
I'm like,
wait, I want to know specifics. How close are we here? But yeah, we're usually
It's identical. Us, so. It's nuts, right? It blows everyone else away too. So, you know, proof is proof. When we're talking about, you know, coming up with a scientific theory, it's based on patterns. So I don't
it's
know what
patterns.
More people want. Okay,
really
take
is.
It or leave it. I don't know. You want better your life? Get into it. So I love that about the moon. We do have a caller, so we're going to take this caller. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
What's your first name?
It's Jane.
Jane, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dunkirk.
Dunkirk. Okay, perfect. And what's your question?
My question is, I'm wondering how my mom is doing. I talked to my brother, Jack, last night, and he said that she's sleeping a lot.
Okay. And do you know your sun, moon, and rising?
Do I know my sun, moon, and rising? Yes, I do.
Okay. Can you tell us what it is?
My sun is Capricorn. My rising is Sagittarius, and my moon is Cancer.
Okay, beautiful. So when I'm going over here with your mom's energy, the first thing that I'm feeling is a resistance to food, a resistance possibly even to water, not wanting to be bothered. She may be more inclined to take something like hot, like tea, but not coffee, which may be different than what she normally does. She may be appreciative of things like the smell of fruit or the smell of flowers, but other things may be bothering her at this point as well. So I do feel her becoming a little bit more hypersensitive, okay, to things like that, and secluding herself. She does seem very much in the spirit world, in a lot of ways. I like to call this playing both sides of the fence. So she's in that unique phase in life where she's spending a lot more time in the spirit world than she is here in the physical world. One of the other things you may be noticing with her for the next like 3 days, possibly 3 weeks, is that she gets irritable when she comes back to the physical world. So I would expect some change in attitude about that, not necessarily because anything is very wrong in the logical or obvious sense, but more that she's confused as to why she's still here and it doesn't really match the other world that's going on, meaning in the spirit world. Okay. So she's looking for some kind of congruency here, and she's feeling a bit, I feel like I'm grabbing at the wrong words here. There's just a feeling of being discombobulated. Okay. And I think we need to honor that and not try to like tell her how it really is. All right. This is no time for that. So give her what she wants, you know, when she is awake, and be prepared to see more of this. Okay. Christina?
Yeah. I mean, Pluto, this could not get more astrologically
accurate. 100%.
Because Pluto just went back into Capricorn. Pluto does turn direct in October. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's some changes there. Right. But, you know, yeah, like, Pluto's all about transformation, you know, and, you know, this is just, you know, the time to, you know, I spend time, appreciate.
I agree.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, and you know,
change is going on.
Well, change is going on, and whenever anybody is going through change, what they're really looking for is to have some level of comfort in it, you know. Mm-hmm. And
absolutely, and that's a quality. It's important.
Amen. All right, so we're just going to feed that. Thank you so much, Jane. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great night. Bye-bye. All right, we want to encourage you guys to call in with your questions. We're here until 7 o'clock. 716-674-9555. International callers, add that 001-716-674-9555. Christina, if they want to get a love chart with you, right, a synergy chart, see if they're actually compatible with someone else, is it even worth the time? Or like I get a work chart with you every single year to make sure that every single date I plan in my calendar matches the astrology. I've been doing that now successfully. I want to say it's built my businesses for 8 years. I've been doing that with you. Or a personal chart to learn more about themselves. Where can they go?
I'm on Instagram. You can message me astrologychick, C-H-I-C, 2. Astrologychick 2.
Astrology Chick 2 on Instagram. Reach out to her there. She's also at Ivy's Healing Call Center, which is 7 days a week. So you could check that out. Go to ivyriverapsychicmedium.com to check her out at the call center or to book a reading, a party, or a psychic fair with me. All right. So we were talking about the moon sign. And I wasn't sure if I heard you right. I think I'm learning still again, right? Something new. Did you say that the moon sign is connected to your north node?
Well, the moon, the nodes are the points derived from the moon. So the moons, yes, they are points that have to do with the moon.
Okay.
So whenever you're talking about the moon, yeah, that it's going to be involved in your past lives. That's just a given.
And so I've always found this so interesting that if you're having past life flashbacks, mm-hmm. About your own self or, you know, maybe your children or maybe a lover, and you go and you look at the astrology, you could check the south node and yes. get confirmation on those past lives together.
More information, like, you know, you can look at the moon because you think about the moon as habits too, things that we're comfortable with, but like, why are we comfortable with them? Well, we probably brought them from another life.
That's right.
So, so we look at the south node for more information. We also look at the 12th house cusp for more information. So there's Neptune because, you know, that rules the 12th house. So there's a few different things we can look at, but the moon is definitely key for past life for sure.
Past lives. Yeah. Very interesting. And the north node is where we're going.
Yeah. So north node is where we're headed. Where we're headed and what we came to learn and, you know, how we're going to integrate that. But it's always what we don't know yet. South node is what we know. That's so the right. North node is what we don't know. We need to venture out and learn if we're brave enough.
Yeah, I think if you guys take one thing from that today, take that. Okay? What we're comfortable.
So check your north node too.
Seriously, check your north node. Because we didn't just come here to do what's comfortable, even though our well-meaning parents and teachers and, you know, everyone's going to push us in that direction because they see that we have skill. We have skill because we already did it.
Yep. But, you know, don't listen to anybody. Don't go into anything that, you know, just because somebody said so. You know, you have to really feel it. It has to be what you, you know, resonates with you. And sometimes, you know, when a cycle's over, it's over. It's time to move on. You can't let anybody tell you anything else.
Yep. You'll feel passion toward what you're about to venture out into and you're supposed to, but it will be uncharted territory, you know. Absolutely. Blind faith.
And with the moon too, I think that, you know, we have to be a little silent if we want to hear that part, you know, if we want to hear that from spirit, you know, where we should go next and how we feel. If we have music blaring all the time or the TV in our ears all the time or whatever, you know, we can't hear ourselves. So just quiet, a little quiet time, 5-10 minutes a day, just to kind of hear what's going on with spirit. It helps.
I love
you
that.
Connect to your astrology as well.
Introspection, mm-hmm. Yep, versus the outside
it's
world.
It's all connected.
Yelling at us constantly.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about, let's get into the rising sign. This is my favorite, and I don't know if Western astrologers follow maybe the sun sign more than Vedic or ancient, and Vedic and ancient go with rising. I'm not sure about that, but could you explain to us what the rising sign really is, also known as the ascendant?
Right, so I guess like you would say like the sun is I am, the moon is I feel, so the ascendant is I see, okay. Or my presence, okay? It's the first layer. So basically in Western astrology at least, it's where the sun was rising on the horizon, was whatever sign that was, the moment you were born. So, and there are some astrologers that get into how you look according to your ascendant sign. Sometimes it works. I haven't found it to work that much, although I'm sitting here looking like a big Leo with big hair.
Like a full-on Leo.
Yes, I know. And I'm a 29 and a half degree Cancer rising. So yes, I'm practically a double Leo. But it doesn't always work without fail, at least not in my experience. But some astrologers swear to it. You know, like we all think certain things are more important than others. But the ascendant is basically what you project to the world. So now it can change up if there's like a planet right on there too, though. Like, so, you know, if you have just a straight Gemini rising, okay, then you're, you know, Mercury rules your chart. Oh, and that's another thing too with the ascendant you have to remember. So if you, let's say, so our first caller, she was a Virgo rising, I believe. Yes. She said. So her chart ruler was Mercury. So she's going to be a talker. You know what I mean? Like, so you have to know it doesn't just stop at, oh, I'm a Virgo rising. Well, what does that mean? You know what I mean? Like, you have to know the ruling planet of Virgo. Then go find that. Figure out what house that's in. It's all weaved, intertwined. It's what you project to the world. You find it's your social mask. It's, yep. You know, it's how you approach the world too. When you walk in somewhere, I walked in here today and I met the producer and I was a little shy and quiet, you know, that's my Cancer rising coming out, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's how I greet the world, very shyly, very quietly, very just like kind of look around, you know. It's how you show up for the world. It's what the world filters through the lens for you. And you know, how you approach it, how you see it. It is linked to the root of your soul purpose, though, because of that chart ruler. So, like, our second caller, she was a Sag rising, I believe she said. So, you know, Jupiter is going to rule her chart. So she needs to look at that Jupiter, see what's going on with that, what house, you know what I mean? What sign?
Is it fair to say that if someone really understands how they portray themselves to other people and, how they're seen, that's how they can make their money the easiest?
I think it depends on the chart. I mean, you know, like, I guess. I mean, it depends on what that chart ruler is doing. You know, it's so hard in astrology to say all.
I know it is. There is no all.
There's so many intricate little things. And it really depends on the vibration of the person as well. You know, and some people have to be open. You have to be open to it. You have to be open to learning. Otherwise, it's not going to work for you. Mm-hmm. You know.
You cannot stop at that sun sign.
You can't stop at the sun sign. And there's just, I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah,
you know?
Seriously. All right, we are going to go to a quick break and we'll be right back.
There's fun for the whole family at this year's Niagara County Fair, running Wednesday, August 2nd through Sunday, August 6th. Bring the entire family for nonstop fun with lots of entertainment, like the Antique Tractor Parade, pony rides, kangaroo encounters, a petting zoo, amusement rides, the 4-H animal exhibits, carnival games, and nonstop live music. Come hungry, there's great food for everyone at the Niagara County Fair. And don't miss WLVL's Eric Cook, co-host of Wake Up Niagara and host of Tradio. He'll be broadcasting live from the fair Thursday the 3rd from 11 to 2 and Friday the 4th from 1 to 4. This special live broadcast brought to you by Niagara Implement, MH White Roofing and Siding, Watts Brothers Electric, Roberts Roofing and Siding, Middleport Tractor, Niagara Heartland RV Resort, Pruden and Camp Funeral Home, the Michelle Farina Agency, Silver and Gold on Main, Family Pharmacy Plus, and the Lockport Housing Authority. The Niagara County Fair, August 2nd through the 6th. For more information about this year's Niagara County Fair, visit cceniagaracounty.org.
What's the difference between a wine and a spirit? At the winery at Margin Manor, wine is what we serve you. Spirits are who you meet. We're open daily from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Sundays from noon until 6 p.m. While you enjoy our award-winning fruit wines, learn the history of the manor. For more information or to learn about our special events, go to marginmanor.com, call 716-778-7001, or stop in to visit the hauntingly beautiful Margin Manor Winery in Appleton, New York. Kick off the summer in a new home with the help of Tiffany Chisler with Century 21 Gold Standard. As a licensed real estate salesperson who adheres to all fair housing laws, trust Tiffany with your transaction. Call or text 716-491-9739.
Got questions? Ivy has the answers. It's Ask Ivy on WEBR Radio. As a natural-born intuitive, Ivy has the unique ability to read anybody anywhere in the world. Get the answers you've been looking for. Call now at 716-674-9555. That's 716-674-9595. Now, here's your host, nationally acclaimed psychic, Ivy Rivera.
Welcome, everybody. Let's fix that phone number, shall we? 716-674-9555. International callers, add that 001-716-674-9555. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock taking your questions. If you need to book a reading, a party, a psychic fair with me, go to ivyriverapsychicmedium.com. If you want to book a tarot reading, an astrology chart with Christina Del Rey, you're going to go to astrologychick2 on Instagram and message her there, or you can find her at Ivy's Healing Call Center up on my website 7 days a week. Now, Christina, I want to ask you, let's move into compatibility, because a lot of people get into astrology because they want to understand their relationships with other people. Okay. So, what is the earth, air, water, fire? What are these modalities all about?
So these modalities kind of tell you what you're compatible with and you know, not as compatible with. And when you're not compatible with a sign, that just means there's some tension there. It could be a good thing. Could be a not so good thing. It just kind of depends. But, you know, if you are an earth sign, for example, say you have an earth sun, so maybe you're a Virgo sun, then you're going to be compatible with another earth sign.
What are the earth signs again?
We have... catching me off guard here.
Virgo, Capricorn, and I shouldn't have asked. Taurus. I know. I knew the one. Okay. Capricorn, Virgo, and Taurus are earth signs. And yes.
So you'll be compatible with like water. So like, you know, Cancer, Scorpio, you know, you're going to be more compatible with a water sign. So if you are a water sign, other water and earth. If you're a fire sign, and you got to think about these things too, because there's earth, water, fire, air. So earth, water is held in the earth, right? It's supported in the earth. And, you know, and earth are compatible because they're similar. But fire and air, right? They like, you know, air fans fire, so that works. Fire and fire go together. But if you have fire and water,
not so good. Yeah, because, not so good.
Because water, you know, puts out fire.
It sure does.
Yeah, my first husband.
Oh, I think a lot of us fall in love with someone so polar opposite from us.
Yes.
You know, it's almost like that's your first marriage. That's your
that
awful first relationship that
you had. I think that in a lot of cases too. I mean, yes, there's feelings, but I think like when we go into the marriage thing, we use a lot of logic too. Where it's like, well, we can just kind of, you know, scrape that aside. But we, it no one's ever going to be the perfect match. You know what I mean? Like it's going to always be. Okay, you have these struggles and you have, you know, these great things and these are the things you came to work on together. Mm-hmm. So,
but it really doesn't work in the day to day when you have someone putting your fire out all the time.
All the time.
Yep. It's, too much.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Okay. Well, and you and I, a lot of air, a lot of fire, right? We seem to always be able to feed each other. Actually, I love that combo.
I actually have mostly water, but I when you don't have a lot of a sign, so I don't have a lot of air and I don't have a lot of fire, even though I am a fire sign, you tend to seek out.
Yes.
So I seek out air because it fans me. So Ivy is an air, I'm a fire, so we can go back and forth, you know, so it's
mostly. Technically I'm Cancer Sun, which is water, yes. Understand each other. But
you have a Gemini dominant chart because
ruled
by Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
You have like 100
like seven houses. I'm all Gemini everywhere. But I love how you said that. And we see the same thing in numerology, right? And we see the same thing in a life contract. Yes. I mean, it's really just karmic. When we're lacking something within ourselves or we need to have a certain type of experience, we seek out those people who have those qualities.
Because, you know, like, you think about it, like, you know, they're polarities. So you have to have the other side. That's if you don't, it's not balanced.
Yep. Balance, people. That's what we're looking for here. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about love compatibility. Okay, so I'm assuming the majority of people who come to see you are coming in for a love chart. I know these days it's changing a lot. It's more, especially for women, more work focused. Have you noticed this change?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, there's people that want the synastry charts, and you know, there's there's both good and it's a learning experience with the synergy, with the synastry charts, because, you know, you're like, okay, this is this person's needs and this is that person's needs, and, you know, do they work together, and, you know, do you find this struggle together? Well, then you have to work this thing out. So it's a lot of information.
One of the things I've loved the most about getting synergy charts done with you, so before I will ever consider getting into a relationship with someone, okay, I go see Christina and I'm like, I'm not committing to anything until I can see this thing mapped out. And I'm always looking for validation on any past life flashbacks I've had with this person. Or if they tell me that when they met me or just before they started having past life flashbacks, the fact that you can pinpoint those in the South Node and be able to say, okay, look, you guys have great stuff in this life for who you are now, but you've got to leave that past behind. And those habits can overrun things.
And sometimes, you know, like if we're talking about love affairs, that those can be like, you know, that karma from a past life can be summed up in just a little while. And then if we have, you know, bigger fish to fry, or we have bigger karma to, you know, figure out, then that's something entirely different. So the chart will give you those indications.
Yeah, you were. It was probably a parent-to-child dynamic.
It could have
been. Or you were siblings. It could have been. Or the weirdness gets deeper and deeper.
And the North Node will tell us if you have more to do or not, you know. And sometimes things are just, you know, we met, we had to figure this out because we left it unraveled. You know, we left loose ends, and the loose ends are done, and now we move on.
So. The most popular class Christina and I have ever taught together is on YouTube, on my YouTube at Ask Ivy. What is your YouTube channel?
My YouTube is Astrology and Tarot Simplified.
Astrology and Tarot Simplified. So you can find it on either one, but it was called The Reality of Relationships. Mm-hmm. And Christina and I talked about how important it is to embrace your dynamic relationships that you're supposed to get involved with, right? Because you have a contract with this person to fulfill something and to honor them for what they are. Don't try to fit them and force them into societal desires and demands. And we don't do till death do us part. Mm-hmm. We understand everything has its own deadline. Everything has its own cycle. Everything has its own karma. And that is still to this day the most popular class we ever taught.
Well, I have to tell you, like, if we were able to let things go, when they were done, toxicity would not be as rampant as it is. So,
and we're not just talking about lovers. Talk about family dynamics and jobs. And absolutely. You got to let things go when it's done.
Everything has a cycle. You know, everything has a time. And, you know, sometimes that time is just over and you just have to move on. And why does it have to be so nasty?
That's right. You have to honor it. Yeah, because otherwise it creates, like, you know, sour energy and stagnancy and negative karma kickback. That's right. And it becomes blatantly obvious when something's done, but we just have been trained and programmed to hold on. So we are going to break down. I would love to hear from you. When people are looking at love compatibility, and again, most people are just looking at the sun sign, and I'm like, uh-oh, that explains all the problems you're having repeatedly. Okay. They should really be looking at the Mars, the Venus, the Moon, right?
Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can you break these down for us a little bit?
Also, I like to look at Saturn, too.
Okay, Saturn.
But, yeah, so what was the first one you said? Well, the sun is just, that's just, you know, goals. You think, well, okay, like we're kind of driven toward the same things. But that's only a teeny tiny portion, because really anybody can be with anybody.
Right.
Yes, you're a Cancer sun. I would like to point out that I was the one that told you you were a Cancer sun. Mm-hmm. You thought you were Gemini. But, you know, like when we look at a chart and we say, okay, you know, you're a water sign. Well, you know, you probably want to be somebody who's going to support that. But we're going to look at the sun, but we're going to look at, you know, if your air, like your chart, your air is more dominant, then we might need some fire in there. You know, need somebody who's a little more fiery.
Right.
But I would look to what I'm finding the most important is the moon. Make sure your moons are compatible. So that means, you know, either the same sun, you know, the same modality, or the compatible modality. So earth with water, fire with air. And if your moons are your needs. So if you have a person who is squaring your moon, they're not compatible with your moon, how are your needs going to get met? right? Your emotional needs. So I need to be listened to. Well, if I'm with somebody who, you know, is just going to go for a run when I need to be listened to,
that's
not going to work. So, you know, like it that is core. That's very important. Another one I think personally is Mercury for the long term. If you're looking for a long-term relationship, make sure your Mercuries are compatible, because Mercury is how you communicate. So if I, you know, if I'm a fire Mercury and I'm dating a water Mercury, we are going to communicate in completely different ways. One's going to be crying, the other one's going to be yelling. So
laughing. Yeah. One's going to be laughing while the other one cries.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you had like that's really important. And what did I say? Saturn. So Saturn, what I have found with Saturn is it's sort of like the glue. It it might be hard to get started. If you have Saturn, you know, and sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, but if there's Saturn there and you guys are working on things and you know, you're kind of, I don't know, like it's like you both have an in on the commitment with Saturn. When it like when one person's Saturn touches another person's personal planet, like a moon or a sun,
okay,
it tends to sort of hold the two together. Like, you know, like they want to see it through, at least, you know, for a while.
The stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah, it's kind of like, whereas if you don't see much Saturn or, you know, like really important things, then, you know, it might be a relationship, but it might not be one that would weather like the storms.
It can also work against you. When something's over, it's over. If you've got that stick-to-itiveness, that can lead to almost obsessive, you know, addictive behavior, haunting.
And that's, you know, Pluto. And it also depends on the vibration of the person, too, whether they're high vibrational, low vibrational. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you can't really know by looking at the chart without really getting a sense of, you know, who you're talking to or who you're talking about.
And I would say that sums up everything we always talk about. Mm-hmm. You know, toward the end of any show we do, any class we do, right, any readings we do, church service, whatever, we always end with choose that higher vibration over the lower vibration, because in any moment of any given day, you've got both options.
You do.
It's constant work.
It is constant work, and it's constant work, you know, and I've come to this point in my life to know that every single choice you make has a consequence.
Yep.
Every single one.
Including your thoughts.
Might not see the consequence right away, but it will be there.
That's right.
So we have to live more mindfully and high vibrationally, for sure.
Right on. So now, would you say that with Venus, I've heard this, and I always think this is kind of sweet. I've heard that if your Venuses are compatible, you may be attracted to the person for the rest of your life, no matter what they look like, no matter what happens. You will be able to almost see them through rose-colored glasses or put them up on a bit of a pedestal. Is that accurate about Venus compatibility? Or should we not rely on that much?
I wouldn't rely on that very much. Mars and Venus, I mean, you know, like Mars will tell you about your sex drive, and then Venus will tell you about how you give love, you know, so...
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So yeah, maybe, you know, maybe like, maybe the person, you'll like how they give love to you or something, but I don't know, like, I mean, there's just so much, you know, you can't really just rely on Venus, no.
I've also heard that the biggest deal breaker, I want to know if you agree with this, is the Mars because of the sexual connection, and if it's not working in the bedroom, it's not going to work at all. Would you say that that's a deal breaker or the biggest deal breaker?
It's important.
Okay.
Sexual compatibility is important. Not gonna lie.
It is. And that's where it gets really weird, too, because, you know, people don't, when people are talking about their astrology, very few people, if ever, mention, you know, Mars. Or they think Mars is, well, that's how you go out into the world. That's how you go get things. That's how you make your money, you know. And it's like, yeah, it's also this.
Yeah.
Like and people are picky about this.
If you have Mars and Venus connections in the chart with each other, then, like, you know, Mars follows Venus around. That's like part of the
nice.
You know, that's part of the fun. It doesn't necessarily mean stick-to-itiveness, though. Like, you know, like you said.
No.
Like it but it's flirty and fun.
Yeah, that's, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other advice you would give people on relationship compatibility, pitfalls, or, you know, what can work?
I would say, like, know your needs. You know your big three, their big three. Start there. Look at your Mercuries, because no amount of counseling is going to help. I mean, you might be okay with a person who has a Mercury that's not compatible with yours, but you have to know and accept that, you know, that you're never really going to be on the same page. Like, they express themselves this way, you express yourself this way. You have to be okay with that. But in the long term, like, you know, if you're going to be with a partner when you get older, and maybe, you know, the sex parts calm down, then it's going to be Mercury that is left talking, communicating, and you know what I mean? And, you know, so it's going to be like, you know, yes, all the other stuff's important, but at the end of the day, what is your core need? And then you need somebody who can, you know, support your core needs, and then you can support their core needs, because it's not just about you, it's about them too.
That's right. And I love how you said that. Yeah, like, learn how to let it go. Like, learn how to look at this person and say, I can either deal with this, mm-hmm. I'm going to accept it, or I'm not. Yeah. That's it. It's not, you're not supposed to make a career out of altering another human being to fit your agenda.
And I think that, like, with the North Node and South Node right now, the South Node being in Libra, we're getting rid of toxic patterns.
We sure are.
In the relationships.
Right.
So we just started that. Just moved into Libra.
When was this?
A couple days ago.
Couple days ago. Yeah, all right, so we're feeling it, people.
Can I ask you one thing before we leave?